Every time I look in my children's eyes, I see resentment and something else. Not hate exactly, but blame. They blame me because their daddy is not here. And they have a right. My father told me for years that if you get a divorce, that's an unforgivable sin. But then after the divorce, he showed me a passage in the Bible that talks about reasons why you can. Basically, if the other person is unfaithful to the wedding vows, and Bobby was, that's for sure, almost from the very beginning. But so was I in the end. So does it count? Or does my sin cancel out his sin? Ever since Christmas, Bobby has been calling and coming over. He wants to get back together. He says he needs me in his life, that he can't make it without me, and that he can forgive and forget the fact that I have been with someone else since I filed for the divorce. But when Bobby gets mad, he starts calling me some really bad names. So I don't believe he ever could actually let it go. And most of the affairs that Bobby had during our marriage, I didn't know about until after the divorce. So I don't think I could trust him either. I know it would be a mistake to go back. It scares me even, because I know I'd never be able to leave again. But it's so hard going to work every day to a job I don't like, leaving my kids with some babysitter that they never like, and no money. I really long for that time when I could just stay home with them. I don't know why I got a divorce. I couldn't do the things I wanted to do then. But what am I doing now that I want to do? I just wish he would stop tempting me with all the sweet talk. I don't really want to go back, but I don't think I'm strong enough to keep saying no because, well, I keep thinking, who is ever going to love me?